here from Sage Investors, and this is take number 20. Well, we've had quite a roller coaster couple of weeks in the markets. Last week was definitely the worst week so far for me personally with my portfolios. A lot of damage all over the place from bonds, from stocks, with bond yields shooting up, with stock prices falling back down as the markets are starting, investors starting to digest the concept that, you know what, interest rates might be staying where they are for a longer period of time. Then flash forward to where we are right now, literally a week later, and it's almost like we've done a 180. Yields are falling back down because now there's a lot of chatter going around from the central banks that, you know, rates, I think we're done with increasing rates, and maybe when we start looking at rates coming down some point next year. So that's got the investors pretty happy. And then, you know, it's filtered all the way into stock prices as the market seems to be saying, you know, hey, we're okay with if rates stay where they are right now, we can live with this. And ultimately, if rates start falling down, you know, we can even live with that. So a lot of it's just been an incredible week of one week, a lot of angst. And then this week, everything is awesome. So for investors out there, who are trying to figure all of this out, to me, this last couple of weeks have provided some pretty good learning, a couple of good learning takeaways here, as we're all trying to figure out how to navigate through this whole investing thing. And so I thought I'd share them with you, and they've stuck with me, you know, through good times and bad times, and they've navigated me through a lot of the bad times too. So what are the takeaways from the last couple of weeks? In the last week, even though despite everything that was going down, like a lot of issues and a lot of, you know, bad things happening with my portfolio, I didn't do really much. If anything, I didn't really react to anything that was happening. If anything, I just actually increased my exposure to certain things. I bought more assets in the terms of I added more exposure to the short-term side of fixed income, buying short-term bonds, high-interest savings account, putting some extra money into there. I also just bought a few, you know, added a few shares to existing positions because they had come down, and I thought, you know what, these are great companies, and they are still great companies. And here's an opportunity to pick up some additional shares, you know, on a little bit of a sale. The takeaway here is not reacting, using these moments of uncertainty where there's a lot of angst to react. If anything, it's about reinforcing a lot of what your ideology is, recommitting to your investing ideology, and staying true to it. Because during these moments of real uncertainty, it's really easy to let emotions get in the way and start clouding our judgment. And that's why the importance of having a playbook where you have mapped out how you will behave and how you will execute your strategies is so critical, because it anchors you and takes you away from a lot of the noise that's out there. Last week, everybody was like, the sky was falling kind of mentality. And this week, everything's like chill. And that's the key takeaway where I want to share with you is that, and this is the long standing principle in investing, is that time in the market always beats timing the market. There's no way you could react to certain things. Reacting to every little minutia of what's happening in the market is not going to get you, whether it's buying something or selling something, is not going to get you to where you want to be with your money. The important thing is to be in the market, be exposed, having a diversified portfolio. All those things, those motherhood things, they're true. And so staying in the market, good or bad, over the long term, always is going to yield more fruit. And to me, the last couple of weeks has been a microcosm of that behavior and of that having that mindset when things are, you know, going yo-yo like it is. That's one big takeaway. The second takeaway that I got out of it is that the fact that what you've seen is that the markets weren't happy last week, and they're happy this week. And what's common amongst all of that is that at the end of the day, quality assets will always rise to the top. And that's been a core element of my investing ideology, is always own core, high quality assets. Historically, for me, that's been stocks. And that's what I do as an investment coach. Most of my time is I'm teaching people how to make investment decisions around buying and selling stocks. But now it's also other things. It's also things like bonds. You know, we're in a world now where interest rates are a thing and risk is a thing. And so understanding the components of bond prices and how to evaluate bonds is an important factor too. But the key takeaway is quality. Quality will always rise to the top. Quality, like anything, a quality asset will get dinged. A quality asset will get damaged. A quality asset will have down moments and periods. But what I've learned is that eventually those quality moments, those down periods, become up periods really fast. They bounce. Quality always rises to the top. And so as long as you're owning quality assets and you're holding on to them for, you're committing to them for a long period of time, and you stay disciplined to that, that mindset, that ideology, and you're executing your decisions in your playbook around that ideology, you should be fine. Last week, I said, I was the worst week of the year for me, for my portfolios. And this week is, if way things keep shaking out this week, this could be one of the best weeks for it. So investing is really about time in the market, committing to the cause, committing to your investing ideology, and seeing it through good times and bad times. And if you keep tinkering around the edges and flip-flopping and getting out of positions and trying to figure out this, and, you know, going to the next hot, you know, thing out there, it's going to be a frustrating experience for you. And I'm not going to lie, some people are very good at maneuvering in and out, but those people are few and far between. I'm definitely not that. I've learned. I know what my limits are. And again, understanding what you can do and what you can do, what you can tolerate and what you can't tolerate. These are key things you need to figure out also as you're navigating through making your investment decisions. So two takeaways from literally the roller coaster of the last 2 weeks. And to me, it's a microcosm of just the overall mindset for investing, is that time in the market always, always outperforms timing the market. And quality assets will always rise to the top. They'll get dinged, they'll get beaten up a little bit, but they, at the end of the day, they, over a long period of time, if you're in the market for long periods of time, quality assets will always rise to the top. So keep those in mind as you're framing your investment decisions. If you're new to investing and you're trying to figure it out, start putting a plan together. Get somebody to help you put a plan together. Get someone to help you out framing your investing ideology, and then framing a playbook of how you make decisions during good times and bad times, and stay disciplined to it. I've learned having that infrastructure is huge and really separates the people that are really know their stuff and from people who are just, you know, struggling and just getting by kind of thing. So that's what I want to share for you today. If you got any more questions, got any questions about this or anything, you can find me through my website, sageinvestors.ca. I also, as I said, I'm an investment coach, so I teach people how to make better investment decisions. You can, if you're interested in some of my courses and coaching programs, you can find them on my website, sageinvestors.ca. You can follow me. I'm mostly hanging out now on the Threads, on the String website. You can find me at Sage Investors Nation. I am on the other Bird website, X website. I'm on there poking my hands on there here every now and then, but not as much. Handle is at Sage Investors. You can also find me on my Facebook page. I have a Facebook page, Sage Investors. Just do a search for Sage Investors, as well as on LinkedIn. Do a search for Sage Investors. I have my company, my practices website or page is on there too. So I'd love to hear from you. And then if you have any questions about all things investing, feel free to reach out. All right. That's all I got for you today. My name is Amin Rain again from Sage Investors, and we'll catch you again another time. Take care. Bye-bye.